Must-have tools for the toolbox. These are Tigger and Beck approved. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart. A big thank you goes out to our partners for today's episode, the American Gelvy Association, Pharmatan by Imogene Ingredients, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, LivestockMarket.com, RanchChannel.com, the all-new sales series found on RanchChannel.com, Sire Buyer, Westway Feed Products, the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, and this fine radio station.
Cattle Battle.
A must-have in the toolbox is Multi-Min 90 by Axiota Animal Health. Multi-Min 90 is a proven one-of-a-kind solution to provide trace minerals known to support animal health and reproduction. We use Multi-Min 90. We strongly endorse the product. We've talked about it many times before here on the program, and the timing is perfect. Lots of you are branding and processing calves, breeding females. Dr. Craig Lauder, a technical services veterinarian with Axiota Animal Health, is with us on the program today talking about Multi-Min 90, what it is, what it does, when to give it, all the details.
Okay, so I'm going to add one thing to that as well, what it is not. And so Multi-Min 90 is an injectable solution containing four essential trace minerals, copper, zinc, manganese, and selenium. What it is not is a replacement for an oral supplementation program. The reason is because those minerals in the body are needed to do four things. Needed to, for physiologic function, our reproductive system, our immune system, neurologic system. It makes all those things work. It's a catalyst. It's going to turn some of those enzymes off. It's going to be regulatory. It's going to turn things off after they've been turned on. And then it's going to be structural. That's what our trace minerals do. And so we have to have those coming in at a consistent pace. It's a currency that the body uses to pay those bills that are needed. And so we have to have that oral supplement there. However, where we get into trouble is that a lot of times people think that as long as we've got them out there, we're fine, not realizing that over the course of the physiologic year, so the different standpoints of the cow, whether she's lactating, whether she's pregnant, whether she's open, she has different trace mineral needs. And so because of that, there's certain times where we need more. The hurdle with oral trace mineral supplementation is that we have to not only get the cow to eat it, it then has to get through the rumen, avoiding antagonism in there from other minerals and other substances that are in the diet. And then we have very, very poor absorption rates in the small intestines. And so something like copper is only going to get absorbed at about 5%. Zinc is going to be about 10%. Well, let's go ahead and feed an organic mineral. It increases the absorption by 30%, which it does. That's great. But that means a 30% increase on 5% means that we're now getting up 6.5% absorbed. And so there's still a lot of those trace minerals that we feed are coming out the back end as fertilizer. What that means is that during those critical times where we have to have the minerals to be able for that cow to perform at the optimal level, we don't have the minerals in there in a timely enough manner to be able to make them work. And so when we're setting a cow up for a sink program in the spring, we're putting that cedar in, we're pulling it out, we're breeding her 10 days after the whole thing starts. It's going to take a month to 6 weeks for those oral minerals to bring that level back up to where it needs to be. We don't have time to wait for that. And so that's what the injectable does, is it rapidly increases that to where we can see an increase in trace mineral status in the cow, in the bloodstream within 8 to 10 hours. It's going to be in the liver within 24. And so we can get that up there in a timely manner. Well, doc, we go ahead, we feed the mineral all year round, so we shouldn't need to worry about that. That's true. But the problem is that the utilization is higher. And so when a cow is during that third trimester, she knows that once that calf hits the ground, we're not going to be able to have the trace mineral source for that calf. There's not very many trace minerals in milk. And so that cow is going to put as many trace minerals as she can into that calf before it's born. As a result, when that cow calves, she's going to lose 30% of her trace mineral status right there. And now we've got 80 days to get her back up to where she needs to be. So she'd better be awful smart to be able to know what her requirements are to be able to get up and get that.
You went down a road already, and I was going to combat you with this and say, yeah, but when you're dealing with, you've heard it before, you know where I'm going with this, Craig, is that when you're dealing with, and I've said this many times, one of the most efficient machines out there is that ruminant, right? Her ability to convert a forage to gain, to convert that to energy, everything. And I was going to go down the road of, yeah, but shouldn't she be able to, if we have free choice mineral available, shouldn't she be able to balance what she needs, right? But you already went down that road. You didn't even give me a chance to yeah, but in there. So
Now let's talk about shoot side. You said in the scenario of, say, before we're going to put cedars in, you said 8 to 10 hours, right?
Yes, 8 to 10 hours we're going to be peeking in the bloodstream.
So let's actually talk through recommendation of that time is going to come up here for some people pretty darn quick. They're going to be putting cedars in. So what is that actual recommendation of when would you really say this is the optimal time? Because you and I both know when it comes to these sink-tight programs, there's a lot of philosophy that goes in with the number of times you got to bring these cows in. And you bring them in once or twice and you poke them and they don't want to come in no more, right? So tell me about how you would say in that situation of putting cedars in, of how you would really recommend and say, this is what I would do to hopefully get the best response from your cows you possibly can.
So the big key here is making it fit into our management system. And so we recognize what it is that we're trying to achieve and then being able to fit it into the timing that's there. And so with that, we know that pre-calving, as we're running those cows through for preg check, for scour guard, that's going to be an ideal time to be able to boost her mineral status up to be able to benefit that calf. When we come time for breeding season, there's some guys that are going to run those cows through 30 days beforehand to give them some pre-breeding vaccines, just because we know that some of those vaccines can have a negative impact on the ovarian structures, the ovarian function there. We don't want to impact that. Well, some of those vaccines are going to also benefit from the minerals, so we can go ahead and build it up there. That way it's 30 days before we're even worrying about putting semen into the cow. But if we're not running those cows through to give a vaccine, then we're looking at the sink protocol. We're saying we're not going to give the vaccine. We're just going to do the hormone treatment there. We can go ahead and put that in at the same time as that cedar and that GnRH. What that's going to do is, because we have such rapid uptake into the bloodstream, into the system, that we can still benefit that follicle and that egg that's going to be ovulated off out of there to be able to improve the fertility of that structure. On top of that, one of the other areas where we need that is once that fertilization takes place, that early embryo has a huge requirement for trace minerals to protect it from some of that oxidative stress, just from the growth rate that it's going under. And so by making sure that those trace minerals are in there, now we've boosted up those antioxidants to where we can protect that early embryo through development to where we don't have early embryonic death.
So we have to have our veterinarian has to prescribe this. Why is that?
A great question. Everybody wonders about that. It's because the selenium that's in there is regulated by the FDA. And so because this is a selenium containing product, the FDA says this is a script product. And so that's where the veterinarian comes in. Well, what if we take the selenium out? You know, that's something that we have on the horizon that we're looking at being able to do that. Will that be a selenium free a prescription free product anymore? I don't see any more prescription free products coming out just because of the world we live in, and I think that any new animal product that's going to be an injectable, we're going to see a script on those products from here on out.
So the process of that, so say you visit with one of the reps from Axiotas, comes out to your operation and visit, then to be able to bring your veterinarian, which you should bring your veterinarian into these kinds of conversations more times than not, because they do not just want to pull calves at 3 o'clock in the morning and do C-sections. I guarantee they'd rather consult for your operation, make you profitable, so you don't have to do C-sections at 3 o'clock in the morning. So is that the process of doing that visit with one of the Axiota animal health representatives? They will get in contact with my veterinarian or talk about that process if I am new to wanting to add Multimin 90 to my protocol.
Yeah, so one of the great things about our Axio reps is they're working with veterinarians and producers alike. And so one of the things that we do is we go out there, if we're just going directly to the producer, we're going to talk to him about it, we're going to tell him sort of what the products are doing, and then we're going to encourage him to have that conversation with the veterinarian. Not just because the veterinarian doesn't want to have to come out and do, or wants to do more than just pulling calves at 3 o'clock, but because those veterinarians have a great knowledge and understanding of some of the situations that are going on in that area. And so as we were talking, I cover the entire country, but there's a lot of difference between Idaho, where I'm located, and soils in Florida, and how those guys run cattle there. And so those veterinarians, they're going to have a lot better understanding of the management practice there, understanding the utilization of those minerals. And so they can help to pinpoint those time periods where they're going to get the most benefit. And so they do really have a lot of great knowledge to be able to offer to producers by using it. And then they can help you to utilize these products safely. Because one of the things with trace minerals, They're called trace because they're only needed in small amounts. Well, this isn't a case that if a little's good, a lot's better, because we can get to toxicity. And so those veterinarians can help to direct it to when we can safely give this product without leading into issues of toxicity on these animals.
Dr. Craig Lauder with Axiota Animal Health. Like I said, everything on our place, everything gets Multimin 90. Here's what you do. Schedule a quick phone call with your vet or stop in when you're heading into town to run errands. Talk to your vet about your program, what you'd like to accomplish. Get the product, use the product. And just a little side note, make sure that when you're done, really, and I mean really, clean those syringes that you're using for Multimin 90. Don't wait until later that evening when everybody goes home and then you start cleaning everything up. Just my little word of advice there for you. If you have any questions, even on our personal results, you can reach out to Beck and I anytime. Call or text 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. When we come back, those calves fixing to head to grass or putting those calves on feed, setting them up for success, how Lactopro from Axiota Animal Health steps in. We will have more on that, plus the latest headlines right here on the Ranch It Up radio show. Calf prices are good, but want to add another $100 per calf? Here's the solution. Gelve and Balancer females at an average maternal weaning weight advantage of 22.7 pounds per calf. At a market price of $4.50 a pound on 5-weight steers with a 22.7-pound weaning weight advantage, that's an additional $102.15 per calf. Gelve and Balancer females, they make it work. Country Music's Trace Atkins. Live in concert Thursday, May 14th at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana. One of country music's hottest performers with special guests, Corb Lund and Kenny Fiedler. Tickets on sale now at buckinghorsesale.com. Trace Atkins with Corb Lund and Kenny Fiedler at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, Miles City, Montana. That honky tonk,
the donkey dog. If you're buying or selling cattle, make your first stop livestockmarket.com. Bred cows, heifers, pairs, bulls and frozen genetics, even feeder calves. You'll find them all at livestockmarket.com. Livestock Market features private treaty sales, online auctions, and live production sale bidding. You'll also find horses, sheep, goats, and hay. Check out the free Livestock Market magazine wherever you pick up Tractor House and download the Livestock Market mobile app today.
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up radio show, the most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find at your All Things Ranching newscast, and so glad to be hanging out with y'all. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. You can call or text. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com, and prowling around social media at Ranch It Up Show. Now, fixing to put calves on grass or on feed, Lactopro from Axiota Animal Health is another must-have tool for the toolbox. Different than Multimin 90 in so many different ways, but Lactopro does not need a veterinarian script. Dr. Craig Lauder, I appreciate you holding tight here and talking about Lactopro. Same as before, what is it, what does it do, and when do we give it?
Okay, so Lactopro is going to be considered a probiotic or a direct-fed microbial, and so it is unique in the fact that it is a ruminative bacteria that we've been able to isolate from a cow that actually came from South Africa. The Megaspira elsdenii, which is the active bacteria ingredient in there, is native to all ruminants, and so it is naturally in there. What happens is that when we switch over to a high-grain diet, the level of Megaspira elsdenii, or Mega-E, increases to be able to control the lactic acid that is being produced in that rumen, which is what leads to rumen acidosis. By putting the Lactopro in front of that challenge, we can increase the rate at which we're stepping those animals up and be able to stabilize that rumen through those transition periods. The other benefit of the Lactopro, the Mega-E, is that in addition to consuming the lactic acid, which is, there's only two known bacteria that do that in the rumen, Mega-E does about 60% of it, it also produces butyric acid, which is the primary volatile fatty acid, which is one of the main energy sources for cattle that actually helps with rumen development and rumen health. And so we are really taking something out that is very detrimental to rumen health and providing something that is very beneficial to rumen health. So when we're stepping calves up, whether it's wean calves going into a backgrounding situation. We can help that rumen development, help that switch over from forage to grain. Or when we're accepting cattle into the feedlots areas, we can go through that step-up process much quicker. And so instead of a 30-day receiving period, we can probably cut that down to 2 weeks and still have those cattle on full feed to be able to greatly reduce that forage that's consumed there.
So do you have any type of data that you have these calves when they came in that they have had Lactopro versus this other group over here B that doesn't, that you've got something to substantiate said gains, that let's just call a spade, that the benefits outweigh the cost?
Yes. Yeah, and there is substantial research there. So there is studies. Kansas State's done studies on high-risk receiving cattle, showing a decrease in morbidity, a decrease in second pulls on those animals. It's also shown an increase in rate of gain and feed efficiency. On the tail end, one of our highest risk periods is that terminal processing. And so when we're trying to go through there, putting that last implant in, trying to sort to make sure that all the cattle are going to be ready to go to harvest here at the same time. As we do that, that disrupts that rumen microbiome again to where we experience a death loss there. We found that by putting the Lactopro in at that point, we can reduce that late-term deads by 36%. That's been done on over 7 different studies on over 17,000 cattle showing that effect. So it really shows a great return, because there's nothing more economically frustrating to have a 1,500-pound fat steer that you go out there and find in the pen dead 2 days after you've done that terminal sort.
And when you're talking a 1,500-pound fat steer, you're talking $4,000 on up right now, record-setting prices. So if that doesn't ring the bell right there and cause a person to think twice, I don't know what does.
Exactly. So even if you're only looking at a, you know, less than 1% death loss, it doesn't take much. And they've shown that for about every 12 to 14 days, that will decrease that death rate by about a tenth of a percent, which all of that adds up to where it becomes a fairly substantial return on that investment of roughly probably a $4.50 treatment there.
And not a veterinarian prescript either.
This is not a veterinarian prescription product. No, this is considered as a grass product, and so it generally regarded as safe. And so this isn't considered as a medication. This is considered as a feed additive. It's a live bacteria, so we do have to treat it as such. There is some handling there that we've got to take care of to make sure that we're not killing it. And so on that drench product, similar to a modified live vaccine, once you mix it, you've got a limited amount of time to get it into the animal. Same with this, we've got about 18 hours after we mix it, so we've got to get it in a timely manner to be able to make sure that we maintain the viability of that bacteria.
Dr. Craig Louder with Axiota Animal Health, thank you one more time. Remember, you can always learn more about MultiMen 90 or Lactopro by heading to their website, axiota.com. Last week, we introduced you to the product Exult Cattle CA1 from Merck Animal Health to help combat New World screwworm. Well, now, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the USDA, has issued emergency use for authorizations for 4 animal drugs aimed at preventing and treating New World screwworm, a parasitic threat that can cause severe and often fatal tissue damage in livestock and other animals. The authorizations include 3 products from BI, Boehringer Ingelheim Animal Health. They include ivermectin, which I assumed that one was going to be on the list, NexGard Combo, along with an antiseptic wound spray with insecticide from Health and Hygiene Limited. Now, these products are authorized for use across a wide range of species, interestingly enough. In addition to cattle, treatments may be used in dogs and cats, as well as horses, sheep, goats, deer, birds, and even certain exotic and zoo animals, depending upon the product. The move follows a 2025 determination by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services that New World screwworm presents a, quote, a significant potential for a public health emergency, unquote, with implications for national security and animal health. Under federal law, the FDA can authorize the emergency use of animal drugs when no adequate approved alternatives are available and the potential benefits outweigh the risks. The authorizations are intended to give veterinarians and producers greater flexibility to respond quickly to infestations, particularly when approved treatments are limited or unavailable. For example, ivermectin injections are authorized for use in cattle for both prevention and treatment of infestations, including around high-risk events such as calving or wound occurrence. FDA officials have emphasized that these authorizations are temporary and tied to the ongoing emergency declaration. They will remain in effect as long as conditions justify their use. Now, the agency also outlined strict conditions for use, including veterinary oversight, reporting requirements for adverse events, and clear labeling that the products are authorized for emergency use rather than fully approved. Time for a quick break here on the Ranch It Up Radio Show. When we come back, Kirk is in the house with the market recap, and we have more of the cow stuff. Keep it parked, and we'll be back right after this. Looking for the best way to raise healthy, productive beef? Try Westway Feed Products. Westway's liquid supplements boost forage utilization, efficiency, and sustainability, ensuring faster weight gain and better health. Visit westwayfeed.com or call 800-800-7517. Westway Feed Products, raising the bar in beef production.
Welcome to Sire Buyer, the nation's number one destination for buying and selling breeding genetics. Sire Buyer features the top Angus bulls across the country. If you're looking for the best place in breeding genetics, you've just found it.
I run a 150 cow-calf operation.
2 years ago, Nick Small of Fullerton ran into scours in his cow-calf operation.
I had a big problem with coccidiosis scours, and it went through my whole herd.
The next year, after getting his herd on a dosage of Pharmatan Sweet Chestnut Tannin, how many cases of scours did you have?
Zero. I'm not kidding. I didn't have any.
Learn more at PharmatanUSA.com or call Joe Knopp at 402-340-3323.
The world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale is back for the 75th anniversary Western Experience of a Lifetime. Join us May 14th through the 17th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. And don't miss out on the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert featuring Trace Atkins and special guests Court Blund and Kenny Fiedler. Mark your calendars for the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com. Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. That time of the program, we check in with Kirk Donsbach, Stone X Financial Incorporated, recapping the markets from the previous week. So, Kirk, numbers-wise, what do you got for us today, my friend?
Good morning, Tigger, and all your listeners out there. As of Friday, April 17th, May feeder futures closed the week at 365.10. That's down $7.27.5 on the week, with the CME feeder index up $10.86 at 377.67. That left the basis at a positive $6.74.5 versus April futures. We did have an April 1st cattle on feed report that came in at 99.5% on feed versus expectations of 99.5. March placements were 92.7 versus expectations of 92.9, and March marketings were at 94.5% versus expectations of 93.8. The internet was abuzz with analysis of this, pointing out the second lowest placement number since 1996. Clearly, from the supply side, that is bullish. However, when you look at it compared to the marketings number for the fourth month, we have placed more cattle than we have marketed, and the cattle inventory is growing on a month-to-month basis. I would definitely not view this report as bullish, although I suspect I'm probably in the minority. June live cattle futures closed at 247.15. That's down 192.5 on the week, with cash trading 248 in all areas with some late 249s. That left a five-area weighted average up 250 at 248.08 on very good volume of 10,512 head. Basis was negative $1.67 versus April futures. We traded choice boxes at 381.06. That's 16 cents above last week. The weekly slaughter was a very low 514,000 head. That is 2,000 head above last week, but 64,000 head below the same week last year. Dress weights decreased 1 pound to 902 pounds, which is 24 pounds above the same week last year. The combination decreased yearly production 0.2% to 7.7% less than this week last year. Fresh beef imports remained at 14% above last year. To wrap this up, December corn closed the week at 476.25. That's up 4.5 cents on the week. Corn has started to trade weather concerns more than the war premium, with acreage of pre-vent becoming the main discussion.
Ready to market cattle the modern way? Hey, hey, I'm Shay Warner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. Jacob Seababy and I had a conversation about how At the Yards allows ranchers to take back control of the marketing process. Here's a portion of our conversation.
There's been no targeted advertising utilized within the cattle industry. I think that there's a better way to do it. At the Yards has the custom templates, which give the notification to buyers. So they set the custom template, which is setting parameters around cattle that they're interested in. And then when cattle fit those parameters, the buyer gets a notification. So now when you flip that around for a seller, say that there's 40 people that have a custom template set to cover a 600 to 800 pound steer in North Dakota. And then a rancher posts 700 pound steers for sale in North Dakota. Now 40 people get that notification. So it is a targeted advertising mechanism that exposes a rancher's cattle directly to an interested party. And not just one of them, but 40 of them.
Ready to tune into the full conversation? Check out the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast on your favorite podcast player as soon as you're done listening to the Ranch It Up radio show.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Craig Lauder with Axiota Animal Health, Kirk Donsbach with StoneX Financial Incorporated, Shay Warner with Casual Cattle Conversations, and the boss lady, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck. A kudos and thank you goes out to our partners for today's episode, the American Gelvie Association, Pharmatan by Imogene Ingredients, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, LivestockMarket.com, RanchChannel.com, the all-new sales series, Sire Buyer, Westway Feed Products, the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, and this fine radio station. And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com. Call and text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved. Stay ranchy and ranch it up.